Okay, lovely to see you. And thank you so much for coming along today. Really appreciate you being here. Lovely to see so many people here. And thank you so much for coming to our Meal with a Message today. It's lovely to see each one of you. Whether you're here for the first time or whether you've been many times before, we're so glad to see you. Now, you've all got something in common today. You've all got something in common today, and that is you're in the right place for a good meal, but you're also in the right place to hear about Jesus. You're in the right place to hear about Jesus. Now, I don't know what Jesus Christ means to you here today. I know what he means to some of you because I know some of you really well, and I know that you're Christians who know and love the Lord Jesus, but maybe you're here and you don't know much about him yet, or maybe you're here and you're curious about him. Well, you're in the right place to hear about Jesus. And I want to read to you a little story from the Gospel of Luke today that is all about a man who was in the right place to hear about Jesus. This was a man who was far away from Jesus, but he searched for Jesus, he was found by Jesus, and he was transformed by Jesus. And that's what every Christian has in common. Now let me read to you from Luke chapter 19, and it's about a man called Zacchaeus. Many of you will have heard this story before, and many of you might know it from Sunday school, about a man called Zacchaeus. Let me read it to you. He entered Jericho and was passing through. That's Jesus, passing through a town called Jericho. Behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. And he was seeking to see who Jesus was. You see, this man was very curious about Jesus. But on account of the crowd, he couldn't because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled. He's gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Where you're sitting at your tables, you should have a little blue card. And on one side of the card, there should be that final verse that we just read. Luke chapter 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And then on the other side, there's another verse that I'm going to read to you in a few moments' time. Now, I just want to speak about three things this afternoon. I want to think, first of all, about the sinner. The sinner. And then I want to think about the seeker. And then I want to think about the Savior. So first of all, let's introduce ourselves to this man, Zacchaeus. On first instance, you might read about Zacchaeus and think, Ian, the thing is, I don't have much in common with this man. He was a tax collector. Not only was he a tax collector, he was the chief tax collector. So he would have been in charge of all the tax collectors in his area. And they were hated. Why? Because they'd made a deal with the Romans that they would collect taxes from their fellow countrymen and they'd often take a little bit extra for themselves. So here's a man who's a chief tax collector, and then we're told he was rich. No wonder. He was rich. So he was a fraudster, essentially. He defrauded his fellow countrymen. He was a tax collector, the chief one, and he was very rich. And you might say, Ian, the thing is, lovely story, but it's got nothing to do with me because I'm not a tax collector. I'm certainly not a chief one. And I'm not a fraudster, and I'm not rich. But let me read to you something that his fellow townspeople grumbled about. They said in verse 7, when they saw it, they all grumbled, he's gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. A sinner. Well, you might not be rich, and you might not be a tax collector or a chief tax collector, but the Bible says that you, like me, and like Zacchaeus, that we're all sinners. What does it mean to be a sinner? It means that you've done and said and thought wrong things. And there's nobody here this afternoon who hasn't done that. We're all in the same boat. We've all sinned. And we've all fallen so far short of the standards that God has set for us. So just like Zacchaeus, we're sinners. We might not have anything else in common with each other this afternoon or with Zacchaeus, but we are all sinners. This sin that we have in our lives means that we're separated from a God who loves us. We're separated from a holy God. That was our hymn just before we had lunch. Only a holy God. To be holy means to be totally perfect. And I'm not. And you're not. We all fall so far short of God's perfect standards. That's the sinner, Zacchaeus. But secondly, what about the fact that he's a seeker? He's a short man, and he wants to see Jesus. He's curious about Jesus, and so he doesn't let anything stop him. You see, he goes to the town, and he thinks, I'm not going to get a view of Jesus because of the crowds. So I'm going to pick a tree, picks a sycamore tree, and he climbs it. It's not a very dignified thing for a grown man to do, climb a tree to get a good view. He was a rich man, he was a chief tax collector, but he was prepared to do what it would take to get a good view of Jesus. Now you're here today, and I don't know why you're here today. You know, you might be here for a good feed, or you might be here because you were dragged here, or you might be here because you were invited and you were glad to come. You might be here because you're always here. But whatever reason brought you here today, God always knew that you'd be here. God who made the universe, God who gives you the next breath in your lungs, he knew that you'd be here. Jesus, before he even came to Jericho, knew that Zacchaeus would be there. And Jesus knew everything there was to know about Zacchaeus. Here's Zacchaeus, he's a tax collector. He's a chief tax collector. He's rich. He's a fraudster. And Jesus knows all of that about Zacchaeus. So he's a sinner, but he's also a seeker. He's also a seeker. Let me read to you a little verse tucked away in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29 and verse 13. This verse says this, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Can I just ask you a personal question this afternoon? Are you seeking Jesus? Are you seeking a relationship with God? Do you want to know more about Jesus Christ? Well, you're in the right place. Don't let anything stop you. Zacchaeus didn't let the crowds stop him, and he didn't let his height stop him. He got up into the right place to see Jesus, to get a good view of Jesus who was passing by. But you know, the seeker in this passage is not so much Zacchaeus. It's not so much Zacchaeus. The seeker is Jesus. Remember, before Jesus even went to Jericho, he knew that Zacchaeus would be there. He knew he'd be up that tree. And he stops just at the bottom of that tree, and he looks up, and he knows who he's going to find in the branches. And he says, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down." What does he do? He calls him by name. Because I want to look now, not so much at the sinner or the seeker, but to think about the one who seeks and saves the lost, the Savior. So look at your card. Look down at your card, and you'll see a verse, a simple verse, but a really important verse. The Son of Man, that's one of the titles of Jesus Christ, the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Who are the lost? Well, the lost is a word that the Bible uses to describe sinful people like you and me. Lost in our own sin, lost in darkness, lost in terms of knowing the truth and having a relationship with God. That's the lost. I wonder if you'd be prepared to admit this afternoon that you're in that category. Just like everybody in this room who's a Christian was before the Lord Jesus Christ found them. I wonder if you'd be prepared to admit that you're a sinner and that you're lost. Well, the second thing is that we learn that he came to save. He came to save. What does a sinful person need to have a relationship with a holy God? They need to have their sins forgiven. That's what I need. That's what you need. We need to have our sins forgiven. And how has Jesus Christ done that? He came into the world to seek and to save the lost. How did he save us? Well, he died on the cross. He died on the cross. The Lord Jesus Christ did incredible miracles, and he provided incredible teaching, but ultimately his life was all about his death on the cross. And why did Jesus die on the cross? He was there to pay the price for all of my wrongdoing and all of yours. All the things you've said and done and thought that you'd be ashamed of, I wouldn't want you to know all the things I've done in my life that I'm ashamed of. I wouldn't want you to know them. And yet God knows them all. And knowing them all, he sent Jesus Christ into the world to die on the cross, to be punished in my place and in yours, to pay the price so that I could be forgiven and that you could be forgiven. And 3 days later, he rose again from the dead. He's alive today, which means that you can really know Jesus Christ personally for yourself today. And this room is full of people who could testify to that personally. I wonder, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ today? You might be surrounded by people that do. You might have somebody on your right side and somebody on your left side, and you know that they're real Christians, but you, do you have a living relationship with Jesus Christ today? So we've thought about the sinner, We thought about the seeker, we thought about the savior. He came to save the lost. He did so by dying on the cross for you. He loved you so much that he was willing to die for you, that you might be saved. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. There's an invitation. Let me draw your attention back to the story. He looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." The Lord Jesus issued to this sinful fraudster of a man a personal invitation by name. A personal invitation by name. Nobody had told Jesus who was up that tree. The Lord Jesus is the Son of God. He's God himself. He knew exactly who was in that tree. And he had an appointment to meet him that day. Zacchaeus didn't know. Zacchaeus was just curious about Jesus. Maybe you are. But Jesus knows everything there is to know about you. And he stopped at the bottom of that tree, looks up, he says, "Zacchaeus, come down. I want you to take your name." God knows it. God knows everything there is to know about you. Jesus knows your name. I want you to take your name and put your name in that sentence. Maybe you're a Rob, maybe you're a Dave, whatever you are, maybe you're a Sarah. Come down. Jesus wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to forgive you of your sin. And he's inviting you by name to respond. There's a verse in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, and verse 20, that says this. And these are the words of Jesus. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him, and he with me." You see, the Lord Jesus didn't just invite him by name to come down and speak with him. He said, "I want to come to your house today. I want to come into your life, Zacchaeus. I'm interested in you. I know all there is to know about you. I know you're a fraudster. I know you're hated. I know you've made so many bad choices. But I know you and I love you and I want to come into your life today, Zacchaeus." Maybe you're here today and you've never had Jesus come into your life. He wants to come into your life today, no matter who you are. He wants to come in. Well, that's the invitation. But what about the response? Let me read verse 6. "So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully." Zacchaeus received Jesus. This is a key part in the story. You see, Zacchaeus could have stayed up in the tree, couldn't he? And he could have said, "No, you're all right." He could have said, "Thanks for the offer, but it's not for me." He could have said, "Maybe other people would like to have you over to their house, Jesus, but not me, thanks. I'm fine as I am. I want to continue in my defrauding of my neighbors. I want to continue taking my cut of the taxes. I want to continue as I am, and I don't want you in my life." Maybe there's somebody here like that today, and you know that Jesus died for you. You've heard it all before, but you just don't want him in your life. Don't make that choice. Don't make that decision. Because everything changed for Zacchaeus the day that he accepted Jesus Christ into his life. He received him joyfully. Turn over the card that you've got in front of you. You'll see the other verse, and it comes from John's Gospel. And it talks about receiving the Lord Jesus. And it says this, "To all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Children of God. There is nothing like being a child of God. How do we become a child of God? We place our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. We believe in his name and we accept his invitation to come into our life. I wonder, have you done that? Maybe you're here today and you've never done that, but you would like to do it. Maybe you're here today and you've heard the gospel and you've heard this wonderful invitation that Jesus wants a relationship with you, even though you're a sinner, and he died for you and he rose again, and maybe you want to receive him. Maybe you want to do what Zacchaeus did and receive him gladly. You can do that today. You can do that today. Speak to me, speak to any of the Christians who are here, and they'll tell you very simply how it is that you can receive the Lord Jesus Christ for yourself. It's very simple. We need to tell God that we're sorry for our sin and for all that we've done that's wrong. We need to thank him for sending his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins and for rising from the dead. And we need to ask him, please, to forgive us and to be our Lord and Savior. And the very moment we ask him, he says yes. He says yes, and he comes into our life just as Jesus came into the life of Zacchaeus that day. And everything changed. This man who was a fraudster, this man who was hated, well, he starts to pay back everything he owed. In fact, he says, "I'll pay back double. In fact, more than that." And he restores everything. He He's a totally changed man. That's what happens. When people place their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus, they're never the same again. Never the same again. So do you have a real relationship with the Lord Jesus, like Zacchaeus had by the end of the story? You're in the right place to hear about him. Please respond and receive him gladly. And if you do receive him, have a look at this verse again. If you receive him and believe in his name, he'll give you the right to become a child of God. Thank you very much for your attention. Please don't go away without speaking to somebody about this message if you're interested in having a relationship with the Lord Jesus, because he wants to come into your life today. Let's pray. Almighty God and dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus, and we thank you for his death on the cross. We thank you that he rose again from the dead, and we thank you that he's inviting people still today. He's inviting everybody in this room. He's inviting everybody in Renfrew. He's inviting a sinful world to come down and to receive him gladly. And Father, we pray that if there's anybody here who wants to respond to this wonderful invitation, that they'd do that today. And they'd very simply receive you, Lord, gladly into their lives and find themselves transformed, never the same again. So, Father, bless us now. In Jesus' precious name, amen.